I'm David Brancaccio. 4 years ago, candidate Donald Trump spent some time focusing on a furnace factory in Indiana, owned by the Carrier Corporation. That factory was scheduled to close with more furnace production out of Mexico.
We have leaders that are stupid people, and we have leaders that are corrupt people. They're controlled by their campaign contributions. And believe me, if I were in office right now, Carrier would not be leaving Indiana. That I can tell you. That I can tell you.
President-elect Trump cut a deal to keep the plant in Indiana in exchange for $7 million in tax breaks. It was heralded as an example of Trump strengthening American manufacturing. Marketplace's Nova Safo checked back in with that community in Indiana to see if Trump's promises have been kept. Nova, what'd you find?
Well, David, it's complicated. A lot of Carrier workers were unhappy with Trump because there were still job cuts going on a couple of years after he was elected. Fast forward to now, sales are up. Carrier has hired back many workers. So I checked back in with Chuck Jones. He had been the leader of the local steelworkers union in 2016. Now, he was never a Trump fan, but a lot of his union members voted for the president. And he said, yes, Carrier has maintained good paying jobs, but he's not seeing the same thing play out broadly in his region. Other factories are gone, and many workers who lost good paying factory jobs are replacing them with lower paying ones, which are all they can find.
So what happens is pretty soon they lose their automobile because they get behind in payments, and then pretty soon their house goes. And shortly thereafter, you know, with all the pressure of everything and not having a car, not having a house, there's divorce. And in some instances, people end up taking their own lives. Now, these are people that, you know, weren't asking for anything. All they wanted was an opportunity to have a job.
But Nova, how does the manufacturing sector in Indiana there compare to the country as a whole?
Well, there have been ups and downs in the last few years, David, but manufacturing nationally just is not close to where it was in the 1990s. Over the last 4 years, there was some acceleration in jobs, and then it leveled off. Department of Labor statistics show we're now where we were in the mid-2014. For example, a Federal Reserve analysis also found that the trade war with China actually ended up costing more jobs than it created in manufacturing.